This Marketplace podcast is supported by Invest Puerto Rico. What's next in innovation? That's not the right question. It's where. Puerto Rico, more than just a tropical paradise, it's innovation's paradise, where startups and global players coexist in a vast and vibrant ecosystem, where talent runs deep, highly skilled, and bilingual. Plus, the island offers the most competitive tax incentives in the U.S. If you believe your business can go anywhere, Puerto Rico is the place. Find out more at investpr.org/marketplace. Again, that address is investpr.org/marketplace.
They are one of the largest recipients of NIH funding. Their scientists played a substantial role in developing more than half the cancer drugs approved by the FDA in the last 5 years. Dana-Farber Cancer Institute has been making one advanced cancer discovery after another for over 75 years. At Dana-Farber Cancer Institute, what we do here changes lives everywhere. Find out more at danafarber.org/everywhere.
The January jobs report, good, bad, or both?
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From APM in New York, good morning, I'm Jeremy Hobson, and in about a half an hour, the Labor Department will deliver its all-important monthly jobs report. The expectation among economists is that about 155,000 jobs were created in the U.S. in January, and that the unemployment rate stayed the same at 7.8%. As Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman tells us, a report like that would be both good news and bad news.
Let's start with the optimist. Bernie Baumol of the Economic Outlook Group thinks the economy's getting better.
Companies, I think, are going to be more likely to ramp up hiring because of growing confidence that there's a lot of pent-up demand that's going to be realized.
So Baumol says that means gains in construction, retail, bars and restaurants, all the economic boats that finally start to float when people feel like they've got some extra money. Now the pessimist. Christine Owens of the National Employment Law Project says it could be years before millions of long-term unemployed find work.
As job growth starts to pick up, what we're going to see is a lot more people come back into the labor force, and it is going to create more competition for the jobs that are being created.
Putting young, unskilled workers and older, displaced ones at a disadvantage. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.
Today at the White House, a physicist will receive the National Medal of Science. John Goodenough helped develop the lithium-ion batteries that are used in cars, phones, and the new Boeing Dreamliners that are having problems with those very batteries. From the Marketplace Sustainability Desk, Scott Tong reports.
Boeing plans to stay with lithium-ion batteries in the Dreamliner. University of Texas physicist John Goodenough says the key is battery engineering. It takes lots of lithium-ion cells combined to get the energy a plane needs. They have to share the work.
And if you haven't got that management correct, and one does more work than the others, the first thing you know, that one gets hot. And when that gets too hot, you get a fire.
Within the lithium-ion family, there are other batteries that are more fireproof, so you could sub those in. It's a matter of managing the risk. Seth Fletcher at Popular Science is the author of Bottled Lightning.
If you're putting a premium on efficiency and you want the lightest energy storage device possible, lithium-ion batteries are really about the best we've got right now.
No word on when the investigations will end. The Dreamliners are now grounded, but the company has some 800 more on order. I'm Scott Tong for Marketplace.
And let's do the numbers. Stocks are higher in global trading this morning, up 0.5% in Tokyo, 0.2% in Frankfurt, and 0.4% higher right now in London. The drug maker Merck says its profit was down 7% last quarter thanks to competition from generics for its popular drug Singulair. Also this morning, China reported that the expansion of manufacturing activity slowed down a little bit last month. On Wall Street yesterday, the Dow lost 49 points to close at 13,860.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Invest Northern Ireland. Northern Ireland, a European location offering a workforce that's well-educated, smart, and driven. More at investni.com/invest. and by Kronos, offering cloud-based workforce management solutions to control labor costs, minimize compliance risk, and improve workforce productivity. More at Kronos.com. Kronos, workforce innovation that works.
Well, as it happens, those stock market numbers I just gave you were pretty good historically. The Dow jumped almost 6% in January, its best start to the year since 1994. The index is near a record high. And some economists say that is thanks to the return of individual investors to the stock market. Our economics correspondent, Chris Farrell, joins us now with more on that. Good morning.
Good morning, Jeremy.
So, Chris, is it really true? Is the individual investor, the regular Joe, actually getting back into the stock market now?
Well, if you look at the mutual fund figures and the exchange-traded fund figures, yes, the individual investor is coming back into the stock market. But, you know, it always kind of bothers me, Jeremy, when people make this observation. It sort of has this tone of, you know, the pros, the sophisticated, the smart money, they were in there long before now. And now it's kind of this individual investors coming in, so it must be a fool's rally.
Well, yeah, that is the question. I mean, you know, in a couple of the stories that I've seen over the last few days about this, the second thing that they say after they say the individuals are coming back in is, did they miss the boat?
No, I don't think they missed the boat. Let's put it this way. The individual investor is coming more into the market, partly because they're making a big bet along with the professionals and along with companies who have been buying back their stock, by the way, in massive numbers. Everybody's making the same bet at this point or this juncture of our history, which is that the U.S. economy is going to continue to recover despite the GDP report, the negative number that we got earlier in the week, and that Europe, you know, Europe, the worst is behind Europe, and it's going to start getting better. So it may turn out that the individual investor and the professional investor are wrong about future economic growth, but it's a reasonable bet.
All right. So, Chris, I know that there are going to be people who hear this interview and they say, oh, man, I got to get into that market. He says it's doing well now, and it's not just the big guys. It's the little guys that are getting some of the action. What are they supposed to do?
I wouldn't do anything. I mean, look, Jeremy, you know, you don't want to be taking investment advice from me or investment advice from your brother-in-law or what, the proverbial barber. Does anyone have to take investment advice from their barber? I don't know. So many people try and, you know, get out of the market in time, get back in the market in time, and it's a fool's game. It's hazardous to your wealth. Think about your circumstances. Think about what you're trying to do. Save your money. If it makes sense to have some money in the market, that's fine. If it doesn't, just save your money for the long term so it's there for you. Don't chase the market.
Sound advice from Chris Farrell, Marketplace Economics Correspondent. Thank you so much.
Thanks a lot.
And in a way, I'm sorry that we just did that interview, because the last time we noticed a stock market that was about to hit a new record high, we did a story on it, and then the market tanked and never reached that record. Similarly, we did a story about whether stocks had reached their low point back in 2009, a month before they actually did. So if the market crashes next week, do not blame me. It is just a coincidence. In New York, I'm Jeremy Hobson. This is the Marketplace Morning Report. This is APM, American Public Media.
Things are looking up economy-wise. How do we know? Well, here's a telltale sign. Home builders have their jobs back.
This is my trade. This is what I'm trained to do. Seeing this come back, you make a living wage doing this, you know?
On the day the unemployment report comes out, the jobs that are coming back. I'm Kai Rizdahl. The story next time on Marketplace from APM, American Public Media.
Oscar Gomez was a Chicano student activist in the 90s, a radio DJ, and a rising star.
He was fire. He was charisma incarnate. Everyone had a crush on him.
He was a voice of people who didn't have a voice.
Until his sudden and mysterious death. What happened to Oscar? Imperfect Paradise, The Forgotten Revolutionary, wherever you get your podcasts.